sociales de una forma efectiva y dinámica. Una semana o un fin de semana, elige la modalidad que mejor se adapte a tus necesidades. Tendrás alojamiento, pensión completa, clases personalizadas, porque es un curso profesional hecho a tu medida, porque es el programa más habitual elegido por directivos y profesionales que tienen la necesidad de aprender rápidamente a desenvolverse en inglés por motivos laborales. Y claro, están dispuestos a esforzarse al máximo. Tienen poco tiempo y buscan resultados sustanciales e inmediatos, porque quieren dar un salto cualitativo en el idioma. Por todo esto y muchos más motivos, este es tu programa de inmersión total en inglés. Las plazas para el mes de febrero ya están a tu disposición, así que llámanos y reserva la tuya. 911-335833. 911-335833. Lugares exclusivos para una inmersión total en el inglés. Pierde el miedo a hablar inglés de una forma muy exclusiva. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
¿Quieres tener clases 100% orales compatible con tu jornada laboral? Llámanos al 911-335833, 911-335833 y apúntate a los cursos de inglés trimestrales. 3 meses y notarás la diferencia. Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome to a new edition, Friday. Today is Friday's edition of Richard Vaughan Live. Yeah, let's get going. We have a lot of stuff to do. There's a lot of work to do, even though it's Friday. Aunque es, not just, aunque es viernes o aunque sea viernes. Which one do you say? Yeah, that's strange because it is Friday. And even though it's Friday, it's interesting. For example, if I say, aunque fuera viernes, por ejemplo, is even if. It's not Friday. Well, it's not Monday today. But even if it were Monday, even if it were Monday, I would be in a good mood. I'm in a good mood this morning. Yeah? And it's not only because it's Friday. Even if it were Monday, even if today were Monday, I would still be in a good mood, even if it were. Now, even though today is Friday, we can't let our guard down. We can't let our guard down. No podemos bajar la guardia. And, you know, waiting for the end of the working day today in order to take off. To take off significa despegar, claro, como un avión, but we used to take off. Take off has 3 meanings. Take off means despegar como un avión. To take off is quitarse prendas de vestir. To take off. Take off. And to take off means pirarse. O sea, bow. Salir escopetado. To take off. So people are waiting to take off for the weekend. But don't forget that this is a working day. And we call it a working day for a reason. It's a working day because we have to work. And that includes improving your English. So let's get going. I would go there if I had enough money. Yes, I would go there. Iría allí si tuviera dinero suficiente. I would go there if I had enough money. Second conditional, present conditional. I would go there if I had enough money, but I don't have enough money. But if I had enough money, I would go there. And last year, the same. I didn't go there last year. Why? Because I didn't have enough money. And it's the same story last year. If I had enough money last year, I would have gone there. Last summer, I didn't go to Miami Beach because I didn't have enough money. But if I had had enough money, I would have gone to Miami Beach to enjoy the atmosphere. I would have gone if I had had last year. And this year, I still don't have enough money to make that trip. But if I had enough money, I would go. If I had, I would. If I had enough money, I would go. Last year, if I had had, I would have gone. If I had had, I would have gone. He would call me if he knew my phone number. But he doesn't know my phone number. He would call me if he knew my phone number. But he doesn't. So, I don't know how he's going to call me. Because he doesn't have my telephone number. However, if he had my phone number, he would call me. If he had, but he does, you know, if he knew my phone number, he would call me, I'm sure. And it was the same thing last week. He wanted to speak to me, but he didn't have my telephone number. If he had known my telephone number last week, he would have called me. If he had known, well, really, Richard, if he had known your telephone number last week, would he have called you? Yes, if he had known my phone number last week, he would have called me. He would have called me. Los nativos solemos decir simplemente would have. He would have called me if he had had my phone number last week. I would go. I would get there sooner if he would get there sooner if he flew there. Of course. But he's afraid of flying. He has a meeting in Frankfurt on Monday. Monday morning meeting at 9 o'clock. He and several of his colleagues are part of a meeting that will take place on Monday in Frankfurt. Now, he and his colleagues, he and three others need to go to Frankfurt for a meeting. In the European headquarters of their company. They work in the subsidiary of a multinational whose European headquarters are located in Frankfurt. Now, the four managers need to go to Frankfurt for this meeting. Three of them are going to fly there on Sunday afternoon. Check into the hotel in Frankfurt on Sunday evening, have dinner, and then go to bed and get up for the meeting in Frankfurt the following morning. However, Charlie isn't going to fly there because he's afraid of flying. He suffers a terrifying fear of flying. He has tried to overcome that fear, but he's never been able to do it. He even took a course in overcoming the fear of flying, but he was unable to. He didn't pass the course. He failed. And so he's going by train. And he's taking a train on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. And so he will spend about 12 hours on a train to go to Frankfurt. He will need to go first from Madrid, on a train from Madrid to Lyon. Then he needs to change trains, cambiar de tren, decimos cambiar trenes, in Lyon, in order to go to Frankfurt. And he'll get there about an hour before the others. But he will be very tired from a long train trip. So, here we have, he would get there sooner if he flew there. Yeah. If he flew there, it would take him less time. But he's afraid of flying. If he weren't afraid of flying, he could go with his fellow managers. If he weren't afraid of flying, he would be able to go. Podría ir. Is he could go or he would be able to go with his fellow managers, with his workmates. And the same thing happened last month. I mean, they have monthly meetings in Frankfurt. And last month, Charlie went by train, and his three colleagues flew there. Now, last month, if Charlie had been able to overcome his fear of flying, he would have been able to fly there with his colleagues. If he had been able, hubiera podido, habría podido. Toma. If he had been able to overcome, superar, his fear of flying, then he would have been able to go with his colleagues to fly there. Or he could have gone. ¿Habría podido ir con ellos o podría haber ido con ellos? You have two ways in Spanish and we have two ways in English. ¿Podría haber ido? ¿Habría podido ir? He would have been able to go, or he could have gone. He could have gone there with his colleagues last month. But he didn't. All right. I could go to the opera if someone took me. You see, I'm in a wheelchair. I can't move around. I'm in a wheelchair. Hey, Richard, are you really in a wheelchair? Oh, well, for the purposes of this exercise, yes, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm wheelchair bound. Sujeto a una silla de ruedas. I'm wheelchair bound. I'm in a wheelchair. So I can't move around very easily. Well, I can move around with certain limitations, but I can move around. Now, I want to go to the opera, but I can't go because I don't have anybody to take me because the opera house is too far away. Now, if somebody could take me, I would go. I would go to the opera if somebody could take me. If somebody could take me. I mean, I could go to the opera if somebody took me there. And the same thing happened last month. I wasn't able to go to the opera. I could have gone if somebody had taken me. I could have gone to the opera. I would have been able to go. I could have gone to the opera if somebody had taken me. But nobody was able to take me last month. So I stayed at home and watched the opera on television. But Richard, it's better watching the opera on television. Why is that? Because you can turn the volume up or you can turn the volume down. And the camera angles are very interesting. Sometimes the camera angles in on the singer, sometimes on the orchestra, and you can see the opera performers up close. You can see them up close through close-ups. A close-up is what do you say, Nacho? Primer plano or primera plana? Primer plano. Primera plana is de periodismo, creo. Yeah, all right. Primer plano. So you can see them up close. Through close-ups. Tomás, así se dice. A través de un primer plano, les puedes ver de cerca. You, thanks to the close-ups on television, you can see the opera singers up close. Up close to the close-ups. So it's probably better not to go to the opera. You simply, if it's on TV, if they are going to offer the opera on television, then stay home and watch it. Yes, but it's not the same. To be in the opera house, the acoustics are very special in the opera house. And the experience of the opera is totally different than watching it on television. Well, it's like a football. For me, for example, changing the subject, getting away. Olvidemos el condicional de momento. Let's forget about the conditional for the moment. But I have attended quite a few football games in the stadiums. And I prefer to watch them on TV. Because unless you're up close, even in the Parque de Honor, I don't know how to say the Palco de Honor in English. We don't have the concept in the United States of Palco de Honor. I don't know. Let's see. Palco de Honor in English. Let's see if I can find something. Stage of Honor? No. Let's see. Palco de Honor. I accept. Let's see. Palco de Honor. The VIP box. Okay. The VIP box. Literalmente caja de los very important people. The VIP. Even from there, you can't appreciate. Well, you can watch the entire field. All right. And you can watch the players and the tactics on the field in a holistic way. Whereas on television, you're watching one little segment, one little section of the field, usually. Maybe one quadrant of the field. But, I prefer to watch it on TV because there are more close-ups and you can watch the repetitions. Of course, now in the big stadiums, they have big screens and so you can watch the repetitions on the screens. But nevertheless, so shall we continue with our wonderful conditionals. I would wear a tie if I had a decent one. I would wear a tie if I had a decent one. You don't have a decent tie? No. No tengo ni una sola corbata decente. All of my ties are old and out of style, out of fashion. Now everybody wears thin ties. And I have these wide ties. Well, Richard, we'll buy some ties. Why? People don't wear ties anymore. Fewer and fewer people are wearing ties. I wonder. Of course, in certain companies, yes. The fashion or the policy, la política, the policy in some companies is to wear a tie. But I don't have any decent ties. I would wear a tie. I'd wear a tie if I had a decent one. And last week, I went to a special event without a tie. And I was the only person there who wasn't wearing a tie. And I remember Ginny was there and she said, Richard, it's good to see you here at this event. By the way, you're supposed to, it's a black tie event. Yeah, but I don't have a decent tie. So last week, if I had a decent tie, I would have worn one to that event. You see, it's funny in English, to wear is llevar puesto. But we say to wear too. Llevé una corbata al evento. I wore a tie to the event. O sea, fui al evento en cuestión con corbata. All right, so I wore a tie to the event. And last week, if I had had a decent tie, I would have worn a tie. I would steal it if there weren't an alarm system. But there's an alarm system. You see, there's a painting on the wall in this company. Yes, if you leave this radio studio and walk down the long corridor, about 50 meters the corridor, there are two long halls on either side of this radio studio, and each one is 132 meters. ¿Lo sabías? There's 132 metros, these two corridors. They're long. When you stand at the one end, you can't see the end. You can run the 100 meters, and you still have time to stop. You still have space to stop. Now, about 50 meters down the hallway on the left, there's a painting. It's an original. Yes, it's original by Antonio López. And I was thinking about stealing it. But there's an alarm system here. I would steal it if there weren't. Lo robaría si no hubiera. I would steal it if there weren't an alarm system. And last month I was tempted to steal it as well. Last month I would have stolen it if there hadn't been an alarm system. So, present conditional, past conditional. I would steal it if there weren't. I would have stolen it if there hadn't been. I would have stolen it if there hadn't been an alarm system. I would break it if I were strong enough, but I can't. I'm not strong enough to break it. Yes, I would break it if I were, si yo fuera, if I were strong enough. And last month, I would have broken it if I had been strong enough. I would have broken it. I would hold the meeting if everyone were here. But three people are missing. Three people are missing. You know, Nacho, this computer makes a ring. Can you hear it? I need to figure out how to say, since we came back after the COVID, the computer is sonora. Sonora es uno ordenador sonoro. So I need to take off the, ooh, there it is again. Can you hear it? Well, during the break, let's try to, eliminate the sound on this computer, because I don't need the sound on it. The sound card. But in any case, I would hold the meeting if everybody were here, but three people are missing. You know, if everybody were here, I would hold the meeting. And last week, you remember I canceled that meeting for the same reason. If everybody had been there, if everybody had been here for the meeting, I would have held it. You would feel better if you took this pill. Te sentirías mejor si tomaras esta pastilla. You would feel better if you took this pill. Yeah. And last night, the same thing. You would have felt better if you had taken this pill. I would fall if I tried to climb with you. You know, he's my friend, Jimmy. He's climbing a cliff. The face of a cliff, un precipicio, un cantillo. Va a subir the White Cliffs of Dover. He's going to climb them. And he's invited me to join him. And I said, no, thank you. I would fall if I climbed with you. Yes. I would fall if I tried to climb with you. And last month he invited me as well. And I said the same thing. I said, you know, last month I would have fallen if I had tried to climb with you. And finally, one more sentence. I would give him a present if he were here. I would give him a present, un regalo. I would give him a present if he were here. But he's not here. And yesterday I would have given him a present if he had been here. All right. I would have given him if he had been, but he wasn't here. Yes. I came to Spain because I saw an announcement on a bulletin board. If I hadn't seen the announcement on a bulletin board, I wouldn't have come to Spain. I came to Spain because I was in good health. Originally, in 1972, I came to Spain because I was in good health. If I hadn't been in good health, I wouldn't have come to Spain. I came to Spain in 1972 because the political situation in Spain was stable, despite the fact that Franco was still the dictator. The political situation was social and cultural and political life was basically stable. And so I came to Spain. I wouldn't have come to Spain if the situation hadn't been stable. I came to Spain in 1972 because my father wasn't ill, seriously ill. However, if my father had been seriously ill at the time, I wouldn't have come to Spain. I came to Spain as a student in 1972 because I didn't have a serious relationship with a girl at the time. Now, if I had had a serious relationship at the time, a la sazón, at that time, también se dice, en aquel entonces. At the time, I didn't have a serious relationship. Now, if I had had a serious relationship, I might not have come to Spain. Aquí no he dicho I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have es categórico. No habría venido. Ahora, I might not have come. Es posible que no hubiera venido. I don't know how to say it in Spanish. Posiblemente no habría venido. Posiblemente no hubiera venido. I might not have come to Spain. No se hace contracción. Mightn't? I've heard that contraction, but some strange places in the English-speaking world. I might not have come to Spain. Yes. I came to Spain in 1972 because I already knew Spanish fairly well. If I hadn't known Spanish fairly well at the time, well, if I hadn't known Spanish at the time, I wouldn't have come to Spain. Definitely. If I hadn't known Spanish at all, I wouldn't have come to Spain. But I had a pretty good level, even though it wasn't consolidated. It was a theoretical level. And when I came to Spain, I was unable to understand the people. I was unable to understand. I couldn't understand. I turned on the TV to watch the news, and I was unable to understand. I could get very, let's say, very nebulous understanding. I could understand that they were talking about an accident, for example. But I wasn't able to understand the details of the accident. I was 20 years old, and that's after 6 years studying Spanish. Now, when people spoke to me directly, I could usually understand them. But if I was listening to a conversation of two Spanish people in a bar, I was unable to understand. And so it took me 7 months to reach close to 100% in understanding. All right, I'll be right back.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown, nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos, pero solo uno de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary... Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos en grupovaughan.com.
Listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Welcome back. All right, we're back for our second half hour. Are you ready? Hasta ahora hemos ganado todos los partidos. Up to now, we've won every game. Up to now, we've won every single game. We haven't lost a single game, ni un solo partido. So far, so far, so good. Yes, up to now, we've won every single game. Yes, sir. La mandé a verte para que la conocieras. I sent her to see you so that you could meet her. Hey, why did you send this woman to see me? I sent her to see you so that you could meet her. Oh, well, but she doesn't work in my department. I mean, I'm not going to work with her in the future. Oh, why do you want me to meet her? Well, Johnny, I mean, you're an eligible bachelor, and she's an eligible single lady. So I said, I want you to meet her, not for work, socially. Oh, okay. So, la mandé a verte. I sent her to see you para que la conocieras, so that you could. En inglés insertamos el verbo to be able to, para que pudieras conocerla. En español, para que la conocieras. En inglés, para que pudieras conocerla. So that you could. Yeah, so that, para qué. I teach English so that I can make money. Richard, why do you teach English? because I need a job. And it's the only thing I know how to do. Come on, don't you know how to do other things? No, the only thing I know how to do in my life is to teach English. So I teach English so that I can make a living. Enseño inglés para que pueda ganarme la vida. I teach English so that I can make a living. And if suddenly if the Spanish government prohibits the teaching of English, a royal decree, decreto ley, decreto real, a royal decree starting on Monday, July, what is next Monday? What is next Monday? July 9th? Es el nueve, no? No, next Monday? What is it? July 5th. Starting on July 5th, the practice of English teaching is hereby prohibited. Por la presente ley en este caso. Hereby prohibited. So starting next Monday, I can no longer perform my activities. I can no longer exercise my profession. And so I will lose my livelihood. I will lose my livelihood. Livelihood. Livelihood means formally ganarme la vida. My livelihood. ¿Cuál es la probabilidad de que yo pierda mi formally? What's the likelihood that I will lose my livelihood next Monday? What's the likelihood that during the course of today, today is a working day, son. The government is still working. Maybe the government works on the weekend, but I don't know. Now, if they decide during the Consejo de Ministros, the Council of Ministers today, to prohibit the teaching of English, well, I'll lose my livelihood. Now, what's the likelihood that this will happen? Well, one in a trillion, probably. So, unless somebody in the government is listening to me right now, and then this afternoon in the Council of Ministers said, by the way, El Vaughanese, that Vaughan guy, yeah, he's tempting me to propose prohibiting the teaching of English starting next Monday. I hereby propose that we prohibit. Now, what's the likelihood that that will happen? Zero. So the likelihood that I will lose my livelihood is very remote. In fact, zero. Because people need to improve their English. So I frankly doubt that the government will decide to prohibit the teaching of English. So, I teach so that I can make money. I teach so that I can make a living. I teach so that I can have a livelihood. Yes, lo haré enseguida. I'll do it right away. Yeah, well, what does right away mean? Well, right away. Enseguida. Oh, like in Mexico, ahorita. Ahorita lo hago. Okay, that means maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe never. All right. It's interesting about ahorita. In fact, in Mexico, I've heard ahoritita. You know, the way they speak. And I've heard that also in Peru. And I've heard it among Central Americans, the word ahorita. But I haven't heard it yet in Spain. No se dice aquí ahorita, ¿verdad, Nacho? No. Oh, Nacho's busy listening. No. No se dice aquí ahorita, ¿no? No. But they use it all the time in Mexico. All the time. Enseguida lo hago. I'll do it. Fíjate. En español se dice enseguida. Enseguida lo hago. Ahora lo hago, ¿eh? Enseguida lo hago. In English, it's impossible to say that. Right away, I do it. Sounds un plan indio, how gran jefe. Right away, I'll do it. You must speak in the future when you speak this way. Mañana le llamo. I'll call him tomorrow. Enseguida me pongo en contacto con él. I'll get in touch with him right away. I'll. Luego. Luego le veo. Se dice esto a diario, a todas horas en España. Luego le veo. I'll see him a little bit later. I'll. Siempre. Remember, when you speak in the present tense in Spanish this way, you must speak in the future in English. I'll see him in a few minutes. It sounds ugly. That's the problem. Certain mistakes don't, no problem. They don't sound ugly. But this mistake sounds ugly. It gives the impression of low intellect. I call him later. Luego le llamo. I call him later. It sounds primitive. It sounds like the Indians trying to speak English to the white man. So, hombre blanco, rostro pálido, hablar con lengua bífida. Yes, pale face, speak. But it sounds bad, so remember to use the future tense. En cuanto termine, lo hago. As soon as I finish, I'll do it. All right. Según mi secretaria, no hubo llamadas. According to my secretary, there weren't any calls. No hubo llamadas ayer. According to my secretary, there weren't any calls. Y según ella, no ha habido hoy tampoco. And according to my secretary, there haven't been any calls so far today. There weren't any calls yesterday, and there haven't been any calls so far today. There weren't any yesterday, and there haven't been any calls so far today. Y según mi secretaria, no habrá llamadas mañana. And according to my secretary, there won't be any calls tomorrow. Well, how can your secretary be so sure that there won't be any calls tomorrow? I don't know. My secretary's, her intuition tells her that there won't be any telephone calls tomorrow. Maybe it's because the telephone system is broken in our company and we can't receive calls. Oh, so she knows there won't be any telephone calls tomorrow. There weren't any yesterday. There haven't been any today. And there won't be any tomorrow. Practice that. En este caso, hablando de llamadas telefónicas. No hubo ayer, ni ha habido hoy, ni habrá mañana. There weren't any yesterday. There haven't been any. Any implica llamadas telefónicas. Se entiende. There haven't been any today, and there won't be any tomorrow. Now, si es una sola cosa, una explosión. There wasn't an explosion yesterday. There hasn't been one today. One. And there won't be one tomorrow. There wasn't one yesterday. There hasn't been one today, and there won't be one tomorrow. All right, let's continue. Soy consciente de las posibles repercusiones, ¿eh? I'm aware of the possible repercussions. To be aware. Awareness. To be aware. I'm aware of the possible repercussions. But despite the possibility of repercussions, I'm going to forge ahead. I'm going to move ahead. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Well, there are a lot of dangers. It's a very risky decision. Yes, but nothing risked, nothing gained, right? Es una frase hecha en inglés. Muy, muy usada. Nada arriesgado, nada ganado. Nothing risked, nothing gained. Yeah, but this is pretty risky, my friend. But I'm aware of the possible repercussions. Aware es también estar al corriente o al tanto de algo. Estoy al corriente de la situación. I'm aware of the situation. I'm aware. Brand awareness. That's a marketing term. Brand awareness and brand preference. Primero, conocimiento de marca y luego preferencia de marca. In 2003, I made a decision to introduce my company to the general public, to the mass market, el mercado de masas, to the mass market. Before that, this company only worked with companies. Our clients were corporate clients. We were not interested in individuals. But starting in 2003, I changed my mind. Cambio de opinión. Because of the scandal in Wall Street Institute and opening, you remember, there were some scandals in my industry. So I made the decision, said, okay, let's try to penetrate the mass market. Let's offer our services to the man on the street. What you call personas físicas y no solo jurídicas. And so I made that decision in 2003. And I said, okay, nobody knows who we are. We are unknown. This is true in 2003. Nobody in Spain except people working in companies, in human resources or in general, people working in management positions in companies, in certain companies, not in all. Nobody knew who we were. We were totally unknown. 1 year later, we were famous. because I decided, I said in 2003, we need to create brand awareness. Brand awareness. Conocimiento de marca. Que sepan quiénes somos. First. Primero que sepan. Luego que nos prefieran. That's brand preference. But first you have to establish brand awareness. And so I said, how can I establish brand awareness quickly? And so I made a decision to start a radio station, 24 hours a day, Vaughan Radio, Vaughan Radio. Yes. And so that's how I did it. People ask me all the time, Richard, why do you say Vaughan? See, it's Vaughan. It's very clear because if you establish a brand, you have to establish it with a word that people can pronounce. And so it's the same with La Pasta de Dientes Colgate. You know, Colgate, Colgate-Palmolive. Colgate-Palmolive is a very famous brand in the United States, in Great Britain, etc., in the English-speaking world. But in Spain, it's Colgate-Palmolive, of course. Because if they say Colgate-Palmolive, people don't understand it. They don't understand it. And so they change. And so I said, Vaughan. I'm not going to say Vaughan. It's too difficult for people to say and to remember, to recognize. And so I changed. And besides, when I started living here permanently, it was a pain in the neck to say Vaughan. People didn't understand. So I said, Vaughan. Even then, it's a pain in the neck. But nevertheless, it was easier. All right. Soy consciente, I'm aware. Estoy al corriente de la situación, I'm aware of the situation. I'm aware of the possible repercussions. Estoy confundido en cuanto a quién es quién, son gemelos. I'm mixed up about who's who. Let's see, you're Tommy and you're Billy, right? All right. But I can't tell the difference. You guys look just alike. My God. Come on, tell me. Show me if there's a difference. Tommy, you look just like Billy. Well, Billy has a tattoo on his upper arm. Yeah, but he's wearing a shirt. I can't see his upper arm. Yeah, he has a tattoo. So you can tell the difference because of the tattoo. Yeah, but if he's shirtless, yeah. But he's not shirtless or sleeveless. If he wears a sleeveless shirt, If he wears a long, short sleeve shirt, will I be able to see his tattoo? Yes, you'll be able to see the lower part of his tattoo if he wears a short sleeve shirt. Camisa de manga corta. A short sleeve shirt. Now, Nacho is wearing a short sleeve shirt. I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. So, now, Nacho doesn't have, do you have any tattoos? No? All right. Now, if Nacho had a tattoo on his upper arm, lower arm, we say forearm, el antebrazo. Igual que en español, ante means antes de, ante. And we, for, before, escrito fore. Forearm is antebrazo. Ahora, la parte superior del brazo, I don't know how to say that in Spanish. We say upper arm, upper. How do you say that in Spanish? So, lo que es el bíceps. Y tricep, your bicep and tricep. In Spanish, apparently you don't have a word for that part of your body. I imagine the doctors have a technical word for it. But we say your upper arm, upper. Upper. like supper, la cena, sin la S, la cena superior, the upper supper, with your upper arm. Now, if Nacho had a tattoo on his upper arm, I would be able to see part of it, the lower part, not the upper part, because the upper part would be covered by his short sleeve shirt. Now, Tommy and Billy are twins, identical twins. They look just alike, and I get them mixed up. Now, no recomiendo que digas esta frase, pero recomiendo que lo entiendas, okay? Which means to get something mixed up, it means I confuse them. Because to say to get them mixed up is impossible to learn and to pronounce correctly. To get things mixed up. All right, so estoy confundido. I'm mixed up as to who's who. I don't know who's who. Yeah, le gusta el correr riesgos. He likes to run risks. I don't. I like to take risks, but I don't like to run risks. I like to take risks. To run a risk is riskier than taking a risk. I take risks, but I take calculated risks. Yes. I look at the best case scenario and at the worst case scenario. Yeah, I don't look at the most likely. ¿Cuál es el escenario más probable? What's the most likely scenario? Well, I'm not really interested in the most likely scenario. I'm interested in the best case scenario. En el mejor de los casos, ganaremos 1,000,000. Fine. Y en el peor, pues perderemos 200,000. Okay. That's the worst case scenario. Yes, a total fiasco. Yeah, total fiasco, 200,000 euros. And the best case, 1,000,000. And what's the most likely case? I think maybe to earn 200,000. Okay. So the worst case scenario is 200,000. Now, what's the probability that we will experience the worst case scenario? Well, maybe 20%. Wow, it's pretty high. What's the likelihood that we will experience the best case scenario? 10%. All right. Let's do this mathematically, performing quantitative analysis. All right. So, the worst case scenario, the likelihood, the probability that we will suffer the worst case scenario is 20%. And the worst case scenario is 200,000 euros of losses. Okay, 20% of that is 40,000. Okay, 40,000 euros. Now, the best case scenario is a 10% probability. What's 10% of 1,000,000? 100,000. All right. Let's put these two together. 100,000 minus 46. So 60,000 euros in the positive. If we simply do a quantitative analysis of the best and worst case scenario. So let's move forward. Mathematically, the decision is yes. Okay, emotionally? Oh, emotionally? Definitely, yes. Because I enjoy taking certain risks. And besides, the project is cool. Okay, but can the company absorb a 200,000 euro loss? Well, if the company loses 200,000 euros, it will mean maybe 8 months of progress. We will lose 8 months of progress because we will be unable to invest in future projects for at least 8 months. Which means we will need to be, if we lose 200,000 euros, we will need to be conservative, especially extra conservative for about 8 months in order to catch up, alcanzar la situación de tesorería anterior, to catch up with our previous cash position. And 8 months, all right, let's do it. The company has been around for 44 years. Our company is 44 years old, so to lose 8 months, and the company will continue for another 44 years because people will continue needing to learn English. So let's go for it. A por ello. Let's go for it. Go for it. Let's go for it. Despite the possibility of losing some money. Earning and losing. Making money, losing money. All right. So we still have a few seconds left. Le gusta el correr riesgos. He likes to take, asumir riesgos. He likes to take risks. Estamos por delante en la competencia. We're ahead of the competition. We're ahead of the competition. In English, we say competition. We don't say competence. Competence is competencia de los gente competente o no competente. Él es un incompetente means he no tiene competencia. Competence. Ahora, la competencia, como competidores, or competition. We're ahead of the competition. Are you really, Richard? Are you ahead of the competition? Well, we're the largest in Spain. Yeah. We are. We're number one in volume, and we're number one in quality as well. Un poco de autocoba. All right, we're number one in quality. If you've never received a class from a Vaughan teacher, then you don't know. You don't understand the meaning of quality in language teaching. You don't understand it. It's interesting and it's fun. Me divierto. Nos divertimos todos aquí. When a person comes for the first time and joins a class or individual and experiences the teacher, the first class, it's in my God. Esto es otra cosa. This is something else. This is something else. He aprendido más en esto ahora que todo el año pasado. Que no es verdad, pero es una sensación. I'm pretty do mucho, sí, pero they exaggerate. It always happens. Students who come from exaggerate. He aprendido más en esto ahora que en todo el año pasado. Qué pérdida de tiempo. Lo del año pasado. And that's the case, and that's the reason we're number one, is the quality of the teacher. Okay, my friends, I hear the music. The music is on the wall, so I have to say goodbye. I'll be right back.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade